The former head of Britain's intelligence and security organisation has warned against ignoring Huawei or trying to ban the Chinese telecommunications giant. Robert Hannigan, who was the director of GCHQ, says the West needs to find a way to work with Huawei because of the superiority of its technology. But as the Australian government decides if Huawei will be part of the 5G bidding process, the UK has been given a stark warning on security. From London, here's Europe correspondent Lisa Miller.
A television ad for one of Huawei's earlier phone models in the UK shows a young boy coming home upset because he hasn't been picked for the football team. His dad gives him a new phone with a message, "Prove them wrong." Of course, he goes on to score a goal and makes the team. It's a message Huawei themselves must be following as it tries to find a way into the Australian market. But if its experience in the UK is anything to go by, it's a roller coaster ride.
So in the future, there will be lots of technologies which we need where the best provider in the world and the best technology is Chinese. What are we going to do about that? Are we going to cut ourselves off from it? Or are we going to find a way of managing the risk?
Robert Hannigan is the former director of Britain's intelligence and security organisation, GCHQ. Nigel Inkster is a 30-year veteran of the Secret Intelligence Service.
What we need to do is look at this in the broader strategic context of who controls and dominates these technologies at a global level in the 21st century.
Both men have high-level, intricate knowledge of Huawei and its more than 15 years of operating in the UK.
I think those in the intelligence and security community were from the outset aware of the problems that this relationship could cause. But one has to bear in mind that we were this was taking place in a different era. We were still in a kind of end of history moment.
The UK established what's been known as the CEL, a group of cybersecurity experts working in a nondescript brown brick building in an industrial estate 90 minutes north of London. They look for any vulnerabilities in Huawei's software and hardware. The staff are employed by the Chinese company and overseen by the British government. That's been put forward as a model for Australia. But the latest report from the Oversight Board for the CEL says that shortcomings in Huawei's engineering processes have exposed new risks for the networks, and they could give only limited assurance about security. Robert Hannigan.
And it looks like a bit of a warning shot is being fired by the UK government over this.
Both men are sceptical of Huawei's claim to independence.
And if the Chinese government asks them to do something, they're not in a position to refuse.
You have to be realistic about the fact that any major company based in China operates under Chinese law, under scrutiny from the Chinese state and its agencies. That's life.
Britain's ties are now deep with Huawei, and they believe they've put in the processes that will help them keep the security tight around their critical network infrastructure. But these two senior security advisers, who've been at the peak of their industries in Britain, say it will always be a balance between risk and reward when signing up to do business with Huawei. This is Lisa Miller in London for AM.